Blog Talk Radio.
Came down the chimney about half past three.
left all these pretty presents to see before me. Merry Christmas, pretty baby. You sure been good to me. Well, I haven't had a dream. But I'm lit up, lit up, lit up, lit up, lit up, lit up, like a Christmas tree. Yeah! 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 Ho, ho, ho! From the north to the south pole, you know it's awful damn cold. But I gotta get out of here and take these presents to all these bad motherfuckers that I know. Rudolph, with your nose so red, come on here and pull this motherfucking sled. Now, ain't that a bitch? You want me to pull this motherfucking sled? I should be in the bed having Mrs. Santa giving me some good hot head. I pulled out my dick. It was so shiny, it looked like it was painted. She took one look and damn near fainted. I stuck it in the bitch, and the bitch began to shout, saying, "Oh, Rudolph, take that motherfucker out." Yes, I whooped it, and I whooped it, and I whooped it. I whooped it to a frazzle. Her ass was in a spin, and her head was in a dazzle. It was the night before Christmas, and all through the house. Everybody felt shitty, even the mouse. Mom was at the whorehouse, and you know Dad was smoking grass, and I just settled down for me a good old piece of hot ass. When out on the lawn, I heard such a clatter, and I stopped fucking to see what was the matter. Then out on the lawn, I saw a great big old dick. I knew who it was. It was that motherfucking Saint Nick. He came down the chimney like a bat out of hell. I knew in a moment that this big, fat, greasy, strumpish-looking motherfucker had failed. He filled our stockings with reefers, pretzels, and beer, and a big old long rubber dick for my brother the queer. He put a big old false rubber pussy under the tree for my other brother and me. My brother thought it was for sucking, but I said, "Brother, no, this is for fucking." The old Santa rose up the chimney with a thunderous voice. You know that son of a bitch blew that goddamn chimney apart. He swore and he cussed as he rode out of sight. Piss on all of you motherfuckers and have a hell of a good night. Ho, ho, ho. Ho, ho, ho. Yes, if I ride out of sight, I'm going to fuck me a whole lot of hoes tonight. Ho, ho. The night before Christmas, and all through the house, everybody was freaking off, even the mouse. He bucked just right on a piece of cheese. Her ass caught no pussy sneeze. I was just getting ready to exercise my old dick when down the chimney came that motherfucking Saint Nick. He said to me, "I didn't come here to stay very long, but I'm going to throw this shit open this corner and old Nick will be gone." I said, "That's all right, Nick. You don't have to spit, because I'm going to break you up with that old ho-ho shit. Take off your coat and rest your feet. Look on the shelf and get me that beat. Now, you done come all the way here from the North Pole with all them icicles hanging on your greasy ass." Said, "Nick, you know I done hung my stockings up there with a lot of care, hoping you'd put me some good shit in that face." Just before think it got ready to go. I heard a knock on my door. Right. It was Wicked Nell, the Coast Guard's heart from Burning Hill. She said, yes, Fanny. Said, I heard of you and I come to see if you brought anything to satisfy me. Then Sonny said, yes, bitch. They call me St. Nick. And I always keep a good hard dick for any whore who's ready to turn a trick. Said, I can fuck you fast and I can fuck you slow. Said, if you keep on talking shit, I'll fuck you all over this damn floor. Now, said Sonny, said, you done got too damn old. Sonny said, yes, bitch, I can fuck up any piss hole. About that time, in walked Hurricane Annie. She said, I just had to come down to see you, Sonny. Sonny said, and what might be thy wish of me? She said, I want you to strip your ass down fast. Don't you worry about hurting this cock, baby, because it'll never tear. Santa said, all right, let's get it on. Because I got some more stops to make, and I can't stay too goddamn long. They began to fuck for about 5 or 10 minutes. Santa said, take it easy, Hurricane Annie. I got to take my ass back up to the chip. She said, Santa, there ain't no need to fuck so fast. You should enjoy this good hot ass. Santa fucked for a few minutes more. He said, I just got to go and hit this cold ass snow. Squeezing his nose up the chimney he rode. But I heard him say as he drove out of sight, this has been one goddamn hell of a night.
We call me back to Santa. I make my runs about the break of day. Break a day. Oh, oh, oh. I make all the little girls happy while the boys are out to play. Look at him. I ain't like old St. Nick. He don't come but once a year. Oh, 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 oh. Break a day. Look ahead. I make all the little girls happy while the boys are out to play. That's what they call me. Back door Santa. That's what they call me. They call me back door Santa. That's what all the girls call me. I give them all the presents. That's what they call me. They call me back door Santa. And I like them to call me that.
She said, I know the drummer, can you let me in? Tell the guitar player I bought a friend. Ask the roadies, do they need a hand? Tell the manager there's a girl named Jan. No head, no backstage.
this is the Grumpy Universe recording angel. We have returned to claim the pyramid. Partying on the mothership. I am the mothership connection. Get down in 3D. Light year groove. Stride and dip in your hip and come on to the mothership. Loose boots, doing the bump. Hustle on over here.
Dorothy was a waitress on the promenade. She worked a night shift. Dishwater blonde, tall and fine. She got a lot of chips. Well, earlier, I've been talking stuff in a violent room. Fighting with lovers past. I needed someone. The quicker whip than mine, Dorothy was fast. Well, I ordered.
Yeah, let me get a fruit cocktail. I ain't too hungry.
Dorothy laughed. She said, "That sound like a real man to me." You kind of cute. You wanna take a bath? I'm kind of going with someone. She said, sound like a real man to me. Mind if I turn on the radio? Oh, my favorite song, she said. It was Joni singing. Right then and there, I knew I was through.
King passed away this morning, so.
Oh, it's one of my favorite speeches. The Kennedy
speech
and Lincoln, fourscore and.
Are you going to be going to the memorial for Martin Luther King.
This is the first I heard about it. I didn't watch the news. I don't even know where it's going to be.
Yeah, news just came that he just passed away this morning of a coronary, age of 93.
Oh, but that's about
it. Made it to 93.
That's
so
good.
Martin Luther King, the first African American to walk on the moon, passed away this morning. Just getting people's reactions to his legacy for the black people.
What can
people.
I say? It's with a good man, no? And hope there's more people like him.
A good role model for African American astronauts.
For everybody.
Yeah.
You know? The
first
good person.
Sad day.
Yeah.
All right. Do you think maybe they'll make a holiday for him?
Maybe, you know. You never know. This world's crazy. They do a lot of crazy stuff.
But maybe a Martin Luther King holiday someday, right?
Yeah, hopefully.
To commemorate the astronauts.
Hope we don't work that day, too. So.
Yeah, I guess that's all that really matters.
And
right?
To pay it.
Okay. Martin Luther King, first African-American to be put on Mount Rushmore. Obviously a huge step in America. How much more do we have to go until we're, you know?
I know. I think a long way.
But wouldn't you agree? At least
putting
him. I mean, when they put him on the face of Mount Rushmore.
Yeah.
When they put Martin Luther King on the face of Mount Rushmore, a huge step for American racial equality, wouldn't you say?
I would say.
Well, thank you very much.
You bet. Thank you.
Martin Luther King, huge legacy for America, a favorite general in the Confederate Army. Giving the Gettysburg Address, still played today. Any thoughts on how close we are to finally achieving the dream of eradicating racism?
I have no idea. I mean, there's still stuff going on in different parts of the country, like the whole, what is that, Missouri thing?
The Missouri thing.
The police shooting, that whole mess.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I think it's better than what it was, so we'll see, I guess. I don't know.
As you probably saw on the news, I don't know if you saw the news in the last hour or so, but Martin Luther King has passed away at the age of 93. And we're just sort of getting people's opinions and, sort of looking at the legacy that he's left behind here. Any thoughts on what he's done for the country, how far we've come? He passed away.
My thoughts are that he was a good man, and I'm sorry he's passed away. We should all follow what he preached. That's my view.
I mean, we lost a great civil rights leader this morning.
Absolutely.
Martin Luther King, dead at 93. Any thoughts on how far we've come from his original speech?
We've come a ways, but we have a long way to go, I believe.
Are you going to be watching the funeral services or maybe attending?
I definitely won't be attending because funerals are very sad.
Yeah.
But
you won't go
possibly,
to Martin Luther King's funeral then.
No.
But maybe
possibly
watch
may
the memorial services on
possibly.
CNN or on
I
news.
Would imagine we'll all be watching because we won't have a choice.
The whole world will be watching Martin Luther King's funeral live on television.
Right.
I mean, as you probably saw in the news this morning, Martin Luther King passed away. So we're just getting people's opinions on...
I don't know if that's true.
He was, dead at 93. And so just getting some sound bites on how far we've come to, achieving the dream of eradicating racism.
Eradicating racism. Well, I'm pretty sure he passed away a while ago, so...
How did he die? Do you remember?
I believe he was murdered.
Oh, he was murdered.
He was murdered.
Well, thank you for knowing that.
No problem.
Appreciate it. Thanks for watching. Subscribe to my YouTube channel if you're new. Check out some of the previous videos and playlists at youtube.com/mark.
You got fun, you got class. Tell them what you're doing, y'all. Save a hog, try to cowboy. Oh, breaks and soul music that you have to use. Very few are as effective as good God. You gotta have a good God. A good God or an owl. But the owl has to be done right. You just can't, like my man James Brown said, don't just say owl, say owl.
Owl! So,
yeah. Indeed. Or you can take your time with it and go, owl. Yes. So we know owl and good God are components of soul.
Yes.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome. As we are here doing our thing, Soulja Radio and Raw and Music Therapy Mindstream, a special one because Prince actually went to the bathroom because he wanted to make sure he came back in time to say happy birthday to our old Gary Norris Gray. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Mr. Biz. Keep rolling with that six. Happy birthday to you. All the best.
Oh,
brother.
Boy. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
All right. Now, you know we can't have a birthday without presents. And Brother G and I were talking about this a few days ago. And we decided, what better present could there be for the Soul Patrollers and Cold Caravan fans that in 2022, we bring back the Big Bag Tournament? Ow!
Yes, sir. Yes,
that is definitely worth an hour, too. So, around Valentine's Day, yes, we're going to be at it again. Try to get them draws, y'all. But before then, we're going to give you all a little bit of the funk, a little taste of the funk, because it's looking scary out here. It looks like COVID is going to shut things down again.
Again.
And we are not happy with that shit, not at all. But, G, you called this. You know, it's kind of scary when you see your own words manifest in the truth before your eyes and stuff. So, you know, I know it's your birthday, and I know I don't really want to say anything negative, but how are you feeling through this stuff?
Michael, I didn't get serious until my mother passed a year ago in February.
I know, God
when
bless
my
mom.
When I got my mom passed with COVID-19, I declared war.
I feel you.
Because there's no reason for that.
You know, you made sense with the numbers. I mean, we had huge numbers off the fact that we did this. Now, the only thing we'll change is we're going to keep it in the region. So if one group is overloaded with a bunch of good music, sorry, it's going to be like the actual tournament in the regions. If you're there, you're there. If you're not, too bad. But we're going to give you some great music. And we're going to prelude that good stuff with a little taste of funk. We're going to give you the ABCs of funk and cross country. There will be funk wars raging across the land until it's time for peace.
Yeah, but I can't wait to get to L.A. L.A. wars. Oh, yeah, wait for that one.
Yes, indeed. So all this good stuff is coming. So all you good folks have to do is just keep living and enjoying. And in all seriousness, my brother, he's a true Renaissance man. He's never let anything stop him. Now he is infused in the arts altogether, athlete, musician. Gee, I am so proud of you. And I know Ma and Pa are sitting there checking you out. And I have promised not to cuss. So the soap is somewhere around here. And I know Missy's waiting to drop that soap on me, but it ain't happening.
You got a new guardian now, Missy Lee.
I know Lady Missy wants to get that soap. No, we ain't having it today. But it is your birthday, so is there anything you'd like to say to everybody?
What I want people to do is speak your mind. What I mean is this. If you see somebody doing wrong, speak out.
Hello,
you're doing it wrong, brother.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing it wrong, my sister. You're doing it wrong, my cousin. I'm being serious about this.
No, I don't.
Because
I agree.
If you don't speak out,
mm-hmm.
They'll assume it's okay to do it.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
And that's how we got Donald J. Trump, because people didn't speak out. Right?
Yep. That's right.
We can no longer stay silent.
No,
I will no longer stay silent.
Mm-hmm.
I will say no to racism. Yep. I will say no to sexism.
Mm-hmm.
I will say no to disabledism. Those are my three isms. I'm gonna fight every day.
There you go.
And we just all join that parade.
Yep.
Because we will be a much better place without those reisms.
You do what you can with what you have. Yes, I agree.
As Trevor Noah, I love it, brother. Trevor Noah said, racism is like a weight on the world. And the ruling class use that weight to keep certain people down. Well, my fellow Americans, it's time to lift that weight up and throw it off.
Most definitely. Most definitely. Any final words before I go back to work? Prince is signaling that he's coming out of the bathroom.
You know what can I say? We got a new variant in this thing.
Mm-hmm.
We need to get a booster shot. Get that booster shot.
Yep.
Wash your hands.
Mm-hmm.
Wear a mask. Wear a mask. Wherever you go, wear a mask. Now, don't be ass-stepping.
That's right.
And Michael, you can continue.
Most importantly, wash your ass. We don't want no cake crumbs mixed in with the funk and the ass gravy and the wild onions and all that stuff. Wash your ass. And please wear a mask where applicable.
Yeah.
Prince has signaled that he has come out the bathroom and he is ready. So we will continue where we left off. Yes, you were saying.
No, I said, go ahead, Prince. Go ahead. Do what you got to do, Prince.
Prince, you're good. You're good to go. Everybody else. We will see you Wednesday with the Hump Day Special. We are going to be on Ricky's show, the African-American Athlete, Tuesday night to talk about gambling and sports. But we're here doing what we got to do. y'all do what you got to do. Enjoy the holidays. Be safe, stay safe, and go safe. If you're out there traveling or working, I want you to get some A to B and back to A-OK.
Yes, sir.
Something evolving. Whatever may come, the world keeps revolving. They say the next big thing is here, that the revolution's near. But to me it seems quite clear that it's all just a little bit of history repeating. the little bits of history repeating.
to divide the cockeyed world in two. Throw your pride to one side, it's the least you can do. Beatniks and politics, nothing is new. A yardstick for lunatics, one point of view.
are we doing here? Woo! Look at all that. What the fuck is that?
Thank you. I'm
But we'll be back Wednesday with the Hump Day Special. Tuesday, we will be at the African American Athlete Show doing the do. Shout out to Ricky, Tim, and Mike. Everybody else, please. We know it's getting close to the holidays. For those who observe, of course, Happy Hanukkah. I know it has passed, but if you haven't lit all your candles, you know, we got to light one for you. I want to give a special shout out to my man, Ian. Give him a hug and stuff like that because now he has another ancestor to deal with. My sister Celeste, young Damon, is doing ancestor duty for us. for all of us who have lost loved ones, always remember, tell the person that matters to you that you love them. No matter what, the day will carry on, but it'll carry on a little better if they know you put some metaphorical flowers at their sight and allow them to smell them just that one little bit. For all of us here at the tree, go safe, stay safe, be safe. See you Wednesday. Good night.